That's the spirit.
Are you there, Peter?
Yes, I am. How are you, Johnny?
Good, good.
Pete, both Big Hungry and I might be sounding a bit funny today because we've both actually got a bit of a cold.
It's not overindulgence or anything like that.
No. Had a pretty tame weekend. I went to the Dirtbag Awards. That was fantastic. But apart from that, been quite mellow.
I haven't seen Big Hungry pretty much since Friday. So we obviously both caught the same thing on Thursday or Friday.
After every long week, we do a big goodbye kiss. And I think what happened was that we probably shouldn't have done it on the
Friday. Yes, I can imagine. Yeah. Very, very dangerous. Yes, quite. Yes, there's a lesson in that, I'm sure. I don't know what it is, but...
Now, somebody's challenging something. What's going on?
Is it a Cardinal Raymond Burke is not a fan of the Pope?
Now, this is some time ago, but we haven't talked about it, and I think it's very significant. So this is Cardinal Raymond Burke, a prominent American cardinal who works in a very high position in the Vatican. Mm-hmm. And in September, he and three other conservative Catholic cardinals, and it's interesting we can use that terminology very specifically now,
right.
Issued a letter in Latin offering a dubia to the Pope. Dubia, D-U-B-I-A, which means a question.
Right. Does it come... Yeah. This is interesting that it was in Latin. Does that make it a bit more heavy kind of thing?
Or? Well, yes, because that's the formal language of the church, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, carry on.
And they challenged, they demanded that the Pope define what he meant in his letter on Amoris, his letter on the church should be more loving, which he issued last year. And that was sort of a statement of where Pope Francis was coming from in terms of that if only the church was just a little bit less intent upon keeping rules and more upon acting in the right spirit, then things would be so much happier.
Mm.
So they demanded that he define, was he proposing a change of doctrine? Because they noted that the result was that many Catholics who had been divorced were now coming and expecting to be given communion, when they weren't, in the definition of the these conservative cardinals, living a chaste life. So a chaste life would be having no sex.
Right.
It's a very interesting process because Pope, the last time this was done, I think, was in the 13th century.
Wow.
But they can claim a precedent, and that's the way the Catholic Church works. And effectively, it requires the Pope to define doctrine, which the Pope is supposed to be able to do.
Ooh.
How long does the Pope have to respond to their request?
Does he have
Pope
to at all?
Doesn't have to.
He's the Pope.
He's chosen not to.
All right.
But as a result, they released their letter. So they're trying to publicly shame the Pope.
Oh, they've taken it to the internet kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right. And some people have suggested that the next step will be that the Pope should strip them of their cardinal status.
Was it being a bit cheeky?
Hadn't the Pope already sort of shifted them down the ladder somewhat into remote parts of the world?
No, you're quite correct. Cardinal Burke was already identified as somebody who's going to be opposed to the new regime, and he'd been made head of the Knights of Malta, which sounds rather grand, but is much less than the role of defining doctrine that he previously had. So what it means is a much more precise challenge to the Pope about what authority he has to do what he's doing. And I think that's the interesting aspect of the story. And what it suggests to me is that within the Catholic Church, I mean, Catholic doctrine always does change. It just pretends it doesn't. And I think what we're probably seeing is a sort of sharper, more contentious angle to the Pope's attempt, let's be more loving. And they are saying to him, do you mean let's change the doctrine? In which case, we really are feeling in a schismatic mood.
I think it's quite interesting to see the Pope is obviously trying to enact some change, you know, albeit subtly, but he has gone about getting moving out some of the people which are holding on to values which he doesn't see perhaps benefiting the church in the future.
He's pushing poo uphill, really, isn't it? It's hard work with some of those old hands.
It would be a challenge, and I think it's quite a bold move, obviously.
Yes, I would suggest that we shouldn't imagine Pope Francis as quite the liberal person we would like him to be. I think it is much more likely that Pope Francis really does come from the stance of his encyclical that just says it's a pity the church is so busy laying down the law and not coming about across a bit more generously. But I don't know that the Pope really has thought through the issue. Does he really intend to change fundamental doctrine? I mean, all that I've read of the Pope suggests that he's actually quite conservative on, for example, on the gay issue.
Right. It's more image, isn't it? Like, so we're considering.
That's right. And that perhaps from the centre of the church should come a kind of generous feeling rather than a legalistic feeling. But, of course, he is only one voice, and a significant voice, of course. But what he's trying to do is to, what he is potentially unleashing, is a very sharp controversy between perhaps the, New Zealand bishops would be totally with a change of the regulation, as would most of the European bishops. But the Africans and a lot of the Americans would be very conservative.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just an interesting question whether Francis has unlocked more than he can control.
Yes.
And who knows, but we should watch the signals.
All right. Oh, watch the smoke signals out the top of the Vatican.
Oh, no, we're not quite at that stage.
Yeah.
I love when that goes down. It's so exciting.
Very good.
All right, Peter.
Good to see you again.
Thank you very much.
Good. Bye-bye.